Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Psalms. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I went with the throng and led them in procession to the house of God. With glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Haran and Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the thunder of your cataracts. All your waves and your billows have gone over me. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love. And at night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I walk about mournfully because the enemy oppresses me? As with a deadly wound in my body, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me continually, where is your God? Why are you cast down? O my soul, why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. Good evening. My name is Tara, and I use she, her pronouns. For those of you who I haven't had the chance to meet yet, here's a little bit about me. I'm currently a junior at Mizzou studying film production. I've been attending ELCM for about a year and started attending St. Andrew's shortly after that. I grew up in the ELC church in Wichita, Kansas, and I was known as the church kid. My mom was the BBS director, and the both of us sang in the choir. I was a youth representative in my church, and I think I was the most excited kid in the Central States to attend a synod meeting. I can say that I never really outgrew that love for church, and now my focus is to help grow and develop ELCM. In today's reading, we hear about this great thirst for God. In preparation for being here today, I reflected on how my thirst for God presents itself. It was harder to recognize than I thought it would be. I have a bad habit of trying to live my life without God. I will do just about anything when I'm struggling before I even consider prayer. And as I mentioned in my introduction, growing up, I was involved a ton within the church. I had a severe case of FOMO, that's the fear of missing out, and was doubly involved in my school. Why? Because staying involved created white noise in my life. Noise to distract myself from my anxiety and depression, and everything I did was surface level. And digging up my faith and asking tough questions meant that I would have to turn off some of my white noise, and I wasn't willing to do that. I'd much rather drown out my problems than put my hope in God. And my noise machines made it so that I couldn't thirst for God because I hadn't made space for them. This Sunday, we'll be in Exodus and hear about the Ten Commandments. And by far, the hardest one for me has to be the first. My white noise was, and sometimes still is, my God before God. What I am realizing is that the second I start to turn down my noise machines and open up my heart for God to come in, the things that would once make me crumble in an instant have very little impact on me. No emotion, no pain, no anger, no confusion, nothing that we battle with on earth is a burden or too much for God. And having a thirst for God and wanting God to be in your life is not accepting failure for not being self-sufficient. Having a thirst for God is rule number one. You shall have no gods before me. This Lenten season, I'm challenging myself to try to turn off some of my white noise and asking myself tough questions. The other week in ELCM, we read the passage of Jesus flipping tables and creating a whip to draw out evil out of the temple. Then this past Monday, we discussed what we were trying to hide from God in the darkness. And guess what? He can see all of it. I've been thinking and praying about what God needs to drive out of me. My internalized misogyny could be item number one this Women's History Month, followed closely by the pridefulness that I too often find myself slipping into. Letting go of my worldly and temporary fixes and putting my hope in God is where the Holy Spirit can come in and do wonderful things within me. This week, I challenge you to find time to turn down some of your own noise machines and open up your heart to God's healing grace and power. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.